It is another edition of the Pedal with Toyota and 104.9 MyFM Local Legend program. I'm Kyle Robinson from the newsroom, and our guest this week is none other than Shayla Brecken from CPAN. So, Shayla, thank you so much for joining us here in the studio today, and congratulations on being named a local legend.
Thanks, Kyle. It made me feel old when I heard the word legend, but I get what you mean now. I'm so honored. Thanks for including me.
So let's get in right into it. I mean, I know you haven't been with CPAN forever, but you've been involved in so many organizations and just a good, strong community advocate over the years. What made you decide to kind of want to take on this new role in your life?
CPAN is what I call my local love story. I have been involved with CPAN as a volunteer for about a decade, but you know, the hard truth here, Kyle, is that I lost the municipal election. And that was in 2022, and that was my first time to go, you know, try to get into a public seat where I could make a difference from a leadership position right here in my home community. And when that didn't go the way that we thought it might, or we hoped it might, I don't give up easily. And so I just decided to seek out opportunities to bring that leadership and effort to my home community. And what better than serving the city of Pembroke than to include the entire county? So CPAN was a great fit, and I also was involved previously, so I knew that they were heading towards a new future of independence as an organization, and that my mentor Lynn Smith was heading towards retirement. So also a little bit of luck and a little bit of timing, but certainly it was my choice to be able to bring it home, you know, bring my work home.
Fair. I know CPAN's done a lot of kind of almost rebranding a little bit from the Child Poverty Action Network to now the Community Poverty Action Network and things like that. Can you kind of walk us through a little bit about how that all came to be and maybe what the future means for this organization?
Yeah, the storyline there is really interesting, actually. About 2 years ago, I worked with the steering committee at the time to see what kind of strategic planning would they need to be able to modernize and move forward as an organization as need was changing in the pandemic. And what we discovered was that independence would give this organization more agility, more ability to bring in different kinds of donors and different kinds of grants, particularly. So Lynn and the team went ahead with that. And when they did that, they changed the word child to the word community, because we understand that no child chooses poverty. Poverty is situational, and it affects people from myriad ways. It's cyclical. It's a huge constellation of things that occur in someone's life that create child poverty. And so if we're only looking at that one singular situation, we're not looking at the whole constellation of the things that affect it and create it and maintain it. And so, yeah, community poverty helps CPAN to expand the mandate to include everyone in the community that's required and needed to step forward right now to make sure that our kids have a chance.
Going back in the time machine a little bit, you said you were kind of born and raised in the area. What made you want to stay? Because I know, you know, with somebody, you know, with your stature, you know, kind of goes on to bigger and better things, as some people say, you know, to the big cities or whatever, but you decide to stay local. What was your main reason behind that?
You know what, Kyle? I am flattered that you said that, because it's actually incorrect that I grew up here. I didn't grow up here. And when I hear that from people, I'm flattered, because often in this community, you're not local until you're born here. And so to think that you particularly have accepted me as someone that was raised and born here means that I fit into the culture and the understanding of what's happening here, and that I'm part of this community. So first of all, yahoo, thanks for making me feel so warm. But personally, I actually chose this community actively as an adult. I was living in North Bay, and I started my supporting a consulting organization there and learning how to branch out in my own business activities. But my grandparents actually were ailing in 2010, and there was an opportunity for me to come home here to their home and nurse them for some months before they went into long-term care. And I was looking for a change in my life, more purpose. I was working in high-pressure sales environments and corporate environments, and it wasn't connecting with my heart. And so I chose my family, I chose this area, and then I chose to open my business here and begin working in community economic development projects shortly thereafter.
again, just kind of going by that whole thing where I said, you know, born and raised, because like I said, you're just so dialed into the community and you always call it your hometown that, you know, it was kind of just one of those things like, oh, you know, she's just from here. So, I mean, kudos to you for, you know, taking that big step to leave the corporate life and come home and do what your heart is telling you to do. If there is somebody else kind of in your shoes, whether either be from here or somebody else who might be listening to this, what kind of advice would you give them if they were looking to make that change too?
I stand by this advice in everything that I do, and I will repeat it until I'm blue in the face, is don't ever underestimate what can be done in smaller communities. The value you can bring, the people that are here, the work that's available to us. We are the underdogs in so many other eyes, in other perspectives. But if you look at it, we contribute to more than 40% of Canada's GDP, and only 17% of the Canadian population lives in a small community. So what I hear in that stat is that we punch above our weight, and that there's also really incredible culture and community and lifestyle that you can access while you work and change and create. You know, and when I think about some of the projects I'm involved in right now, all over Canada, in my consulting work and the CPAN work and my head coaching job in Petawawa and my new Coach Shea business to offer summer swim school, all of those factors, all of those businesses, all of those roles, I created because I saw the potential in a small community, the people, the need, the love, and I went for it. So go for it. Don't underestimate your community because of the number on the population sign. Everyone matters. Go for it. Take your shot. Open your business. Create the gap and fill it.
If you're looking for a motivational speech today, that's it right there. So, Shayla, thank you so much for joining us today. And congratulations again on being named a local legend courtesy of Petawawa Toyota. And keep up all the great work. And we look forward to chatting with you again soon.
Thanks, Kyle.